From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Trump discusses his meeting with the Russian president. The Group of 20 summit of the world's richest economies wrapped up Saturday, with U.S. President Donald Trump taking center stage. Trump's successes included an engaged meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, one he continued to discuss via social media on Sunday morning. The president said on Twitter he pressed Putin twice about the Russian meddling in our election, and he vehemently denied it. Mr. Putin discussed the allegations through an interpreter following the meeting.
You have to ask about President Trump's attitude to my answers and not what happened. Nothing was happening. We weren't meddling.
Trump tweeted the two negotiated the ceasefire in Syria and discussed forming a, quote, cybersecurity unit so that election hacking and many other negative things will be guarded. As G20 leaders left Hamburg, anti-globalization activists continued to riot for a third night in a row. Police used water cannon trucks against the rioters again early Sunday. This after police had iron rods and pavement blocks thrown at them. 144 people have been arrested, with another nearly 150 people detained. 200 officers have been injured in the protests since Thursday. The overwhelming majority of the tens of thousands who took the streets peacefully protested against the G20 summit. An open-ended ceasefire in southern Syria, brokered by the United States, Russia, and Jordan, came into effect on Sunday at noon. The agreement, announced Thursday after the meeting between President Trump and President Putin, is the first initiative by the Trump administration to bring some stability to Syria. This